communities called urban renewal. So you see a blighted community, you come in with urban renewal and you buy up the land and you take away the properties. So what then you get is Black folks losing their businesses, losing the land, and really struggling. So today what we have in the Greenwood community is a community that is actually bustling, but it's not a community in which Black folks own most of the land.
The pins on this map mark just some of the more well-documented attacks on Black communities from the Civil War into the 1900s. But it doesn't include the countless other assaults on Black communities during this time period, from countless lynchings to entire Black communities being expelled from their towns by white mobs. The scale of damage here is, in many ways, incalculable. Families torn apart, communities destroyed, and generational wealth erased. Like many other communities impacted by these type of racist attacks throughout history, Black residents of Tulsa and Elaine are still looking for justice and some semblance of closure.
I would love to know what happened to my people or my family, and if I can figure out what happened to them, if I could get information, that would be great. But I know that they're not going to give it to us.
Who owes the people? That argument could be had on a lot of different levels. You know, the governor himself participated in the massacre. So is the state responsible? The governor asked for federal troops to be sent in. Is the federal government responsible? Is the local government responsible? Are individuals responsible? So there's a lot of blame to throw around in this one. One of the things that makes this difficult is this lack of bodies. But if we're able to find mass graves and then connect those bodies to living individuals, we have people who have been harmed and people that you can pay reparations to.
When I think about reparations, I think of the denotation of the term. What does the term actually mean? It means to make amends or to repair damage. The fundamental question is there damage in this community that is in need of repair that we can trace back to 1921? I don't know anybody who can answer no to that question. The hard part is really talking through the nature of the damage and in terms of remediation, what things work best.
That's the only way we can get back to where we were. If we get that reparations, restitution, remedy, whatever word you wanted to use, a comprehensive plan that provides a remedy and benefit to those who suffered the harm.
There could be targeted economic investments in the Black community, the community most harmed by the massacre. Curriculum reform. The whole point of curriculum reform is to include this history as an integral part of the curriculum, such that the errors of the past are not made again, and such that people, specifically Black people, see themselves reflected in ways that embolden them and give them the psychological power to be creators and entrepreneurs in the present.
Without history, we don't have a true understanding of our nation, particularly our nation's most marginalized communities.
Somehow we need to be able to present this history as our history. And to help people understand that you're not responsible for the past. I'm not responsible for what my ancestors did, but I'm obligated in the present to do what I can to make things better.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 on your radio or WRCT.org on your web browser or, you know, ways. It is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the WRCT radio calendar. Here are some things going on in our fair city. The 820 Liberty Gallery is showing a traveling show, an exhibition by Renee Pachocki, featuring four distinct presentations, including photography, video, and books created on travel journeys through the Pacific Northwest, Montreal, and while living abroad in Japan, New Zealand, Chile, and Ecuador. The show is on display now through September 12th at 820 Liberty Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh. While you're downtown, swing by the Wood Street Galleries to check out Supply and Demand, a show by Ian Brill. It's a collection of performative light and sound installations exploring the balance between a consistent set of rules and evolving symbolic language and pre-existing constraints. Show is on display now through November 20th at 601 Wood Street, again in downtown Pittsburgh. For more information about either of those shows, visit trustarts.org. Pittsburgh City Parks continues the annual Movies in the Park series, showing various movies in various parks all around the city. Tonight, you can go to Schenley Park in Flagstaff Hill in Schenley Park to watch No Time to Die. Friday night, American Underdog is playing at Arsenal Park. Sunday, Finding Nemo is at the Schenley Plaza. For a list of locations and movies, you can go to the website pittsburghpa.gov/events/cinema. Liberty Magic presents The Expert at the Card Table by Guy Hollingsworth, one of London's most skilled magicians, specializing in a unique and original style of card conjuring. The Expert at the Card Table tells the riveting story of Milton Franklin Andrews, a con man who was the finest card mechanic of his day. Guy Hollingsworth will be performing August 10th through October 2nd at 811 Liberty Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh. For more information, again, trustarts.org. And finally, you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to enjoy their wonderful music and get a bite to eat, perhaps, and maybe a drink. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, bass, voice, all sorts of things to perform popular music in the 1920s and the 1930s. The Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339, which is at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh, Northside. As far as I know, reservations must still be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by giving them a call, 412-321-1834. Moving along to the concert calendar tonight, you can go over to the Club Cafe to catch Off Guard, along with Rushing Spring, Wolford, and Main Street Detour. Tomorrow night, Abbott's Cross will be at the Backyard at 8th and 10. Roboto Project is hosting Another One Down, along with Fight Clubs and Mallory Run. Creed Braddon will be at the Craft House. Ryan Yinkst and the Lucky Strikes will be at the Club Cafe, along with No Sleep for Zombies. And Corey James and Ryan Cherry will be at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. On Friday night, the 5 o'clock show at Backyard at 8th and 10 is Carolina Loyola Garcia doing flamenco, which is a show that I don't think you see in Pittsburgh too often. At 7, Salsa Pittsburgh will be at the Backyard at 8 and 10. At 8 p.m., A Giant Dog will be at Cativo. They're playing along with Dumplings and Memory Front. Al Olien Olander will be at the Club Cafe along with James Tellies and Ryan Hoffman. Alyssa will be at the Funhouse along with Surefire and Eliza and Kaylee. Long Hot Summer is a Thunderbird along with Jack Swing, Feral Cat and the Wild, and Mani Bahia and the Mob. On Saturday, John I don't know how to say your name. Anyway, he's playing solo guitar at Backyard at 8th and 10 at noon. Then at 5 p.m., YS1, Yusuf Shelton the First will be at the Backyard. Starting at 5 p.m., Spirit Hall is hosting Steel City Ska Fest, featuring the Toasters, Pilfers, the Irritating Stick, doing a reunion show. The Burn Rides, Solios, Joystick, all those bands. Go steal your bowling shoes now. No, don't do that. Aria 412 is at the Backyard at 8th and Penn at 7. Julian Atwater will be at Club Cafe at 8. They're playing along with Princess Nostalgia, Samurai, Cliff Fields, and Jeff Fieldhouse. Mind Mother and Ugly Blondes and Liz Scott will all be at the Government Center. And Thunderbird is hosting Slappers and Bangers, the official Barrel and Flow after party, featuring Ari Cole and Norman Drip, along with Icy Pisces and Slim the DJ. Let's see. Monday, I Set My Friends on Fire will be at Preserving Underground, along with These Hearts, Sink In, Across the Whitewater Tower, and Kif Ba. And I believe we will let it go there. If you, your band, your artistic event, if you'd like your information included in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. Radio-calendar at wrct.org is the way to do it. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that during these uncertain and unprecedented times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. You know that 22 Americans die each day waiting for organ transplants. Most of them are waiting for kidneys. The good news is that matchingdonors.com is helping to change that by linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. And now you don't need to donate a kidney to save a life. You can donate your boat, your car, or real estate and get a great tax deduction while helping to save lives. Visit matchingdonors.com or call 800-385-0422. There's a playlist for the show at wrct.org. If you look in the schedule section, you'll be able to find it. I trust you. This band is called Sabazius. We'll be right back.
Soon as from earth I go, what will become of me? Eternal happiness or must then my portion be?
RCT Pittsburgh. Gee, we're swell.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Thank you.
Hey out there in radio land, you are listening to your favorite radio station, WRCT. There was a band called Shape of Despair, the song called Solitary Downfall. Lee Ranaldo before that with part two of his In Virus Times composition. Al Burnham before that with Ekant Niet Zen from their Buiten Lucht LP. Primeval Well before that with a song called Where All Things Are Forgotten. That's off of their Talking in Tongues with Mountain Spirits LP. Matt Ball before that with a song called Within the Billow One. Started off with Sabazius, the title track of their DCL XVI EP. Yes, I know it's a number. No, I'm not going to bother to figure out what it is. Anyway, you are listening to Consolidation here on WRCT. I don't have anything else to tell you besides that. This band's called Black Falcon.
Joker and the Clown! again, another chance to save the nation. Again, again, stop the sky from caving in. Again, again, superheroes who fight to save their minds from villains deep within. Again, again, another chance to save the nation. Again, again, stop the sky from caving in. Again, again, superheroes who fight to save their minds from villains deep within.
Hey, you're listening to your favorite radio station, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
but it's still so far.